Well, New South Wales are taking on Queensland in round four of the Sheffield Shield competition. They are at the SCG. We'll find out from Ben Rohrer how the SCG is. It's been past fit. G'day, Ben.
Hey, Flats. How you going, mate?
Yeah, good, mate. Okay. Thanks for your time this morning. How is the SCG, mate? Obviously, it was not so good a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, it's looking $1 million at the moment. It's a lot better than it was a few weeks ago. So
good.
Really exciting for us to get back out there. We love playing there. So any chance we can get out there, we love it.
Been a bit of a, you know, after all the celebration, mate, of the, you know, breaking the 10-year drought in the Matador Cup and then unfortunately lost the 6 points against the Vics with that game cancelled, then Bankstown didn't work out as you guys wanted either.
Yeah, it's been a bit disappointing the last 2 weeks after a good start in Adelaide,
yep,
with the Aussie boys available. To lose the 6 points there to the Vics and then back it up with a very poor performance at Bankstown is not what we wanted. So we're looking to sort of kickstart our season from this game.
Right. Yeah, yeah. So what needs to happen, mate? Where are the areas of concern, do you think?
We're pretty poor in all facets, to be honest. We bowled well in patches, but it wasn't at all consistent. And our batting was probably the worst it's been for quite a while. So we're looking for guys to step up there, particularly the top of the order, and make some big scores and give our bowlers something that they can bowl at.
Probably too easy to use the venue as an excuse, Ben, just being out of the comfort zone of the SCG.
Yeah, definitely. You can't. Both teams were playing on the same wicket,
yeah,
so you can't really use that as an excuse. We definitely played some poor cricket. The one thing with the wicket is it probably does suit their bowlers a little bit more than ours, but the gap between the teams was much more than that, I think.
And Ben, are you feeling much pressure in your spot, given that Daniel Hughes scored 300 in that Futures League match?
Yeah, he's going beautifully, isn't he? He made a double 100 in grade the other week as well, so that's really exciting, really great to see from New South Wales cricket point of view. There's a few guys doing well in that second 11 competition. Nick Larkin's another one who's scoring lots of runs. So there's pressure on everyone, which is really good, as I said, for the whole of New South Wales cricket, that we've got guys pushing from below to try and take our spots.
Geez, don't rap him too much.
No, he's a good kid. I hope he does well.
Should have just said it's about time he made some runs.
That's a good point.
And, mate, yourself, you'd like to knuckle down. You always want more runs. You've had a little bit of a rough trot.
Yeah, definitely. I had a bit of an incident last year and that put me out for a while, and I've only had a few games back now, but yeah, I haven't, as you said, made a big score for a little while in first class cricket. So that's definitely on the top of the agenda in first grade, and also second 11. I feel like I've been hitting the ball well and making a lot of runs. So I know it's just around the corner. Just got to keep going with my processes, and it'll come around.
Yeah, I mean, you look at the side and it's star studded, and there are guys like Nick Maddison. If he'd scored a few more till now, Ben, he's probably knocking on the door of Australian selection with the opportunity there. So the experience of Cowan, you've got Dougie Bollinger there. I mean, it's a red-hot team.
Yeah, definitely. Dougie's actually been bowling beautifully. He's probably him and Stephen O'Keefe, the two shining lights from the last game in Bankstown. They bowled fantastically well. But yeah, as you said, Nick's full of talent, and I know they definitely look at him for the next level, and he just needs to put a few performances together. And I know he's hungry. Speaking to him during the week, he's disappointed with the last couple of games, but hopefully we see the best of him for these next two before the Big Bash.
We're having a chat with Ben Rohrer from New South Wales, taking on Queensland at the SCG in the Shield. Ben, have you had much time with facing that pink ball? And if so, you know, how do you see it? Is it more difficult?
Yeah, I played the first trial a few years ago. Missed the last two, but it's a lot different, particularly when the lights come on, and even different in the field. It's quite hard to pick up off the bat at times. But from all reports, the balls have sort of gotten better each year. So hopefully this one holds together, and I think they've left a bit of grass on it, so that should keep the ball together a little bit more, and might make it a bit interesting if they take a new ball at night, because it tended to swing around this year when we did that down in Adelaide. So could be a lot of wickets fall at night, not too many during the day.
Yeah, we hope it's spiced up a little bit, because I thought the whacker was quite dull, to be honest.
Yeah, it was.
But Ben, just on the Kookaburra, the red ball, are you finding that the quality is not quite there? Warney at the moment is saying that the Duke ball is the ball that should be used over here.
Yeah, we we had a few issues with the Kookaburra in the last few years as well, just in terms of not holding together, and they tend to come apart at the quarter seam quite easily, which then allows them to go out of shape quite quickly. But yeah, I'm not sure whether it's just a bad couple of batches and or whether they're doing something different with the way they're making them, but they're definitely not as good as they used to be in terms of holding together.
You'll be able to get home from the Shield match and watch Test match cricket at night time.
Yeah, it's going to be great. It's like when the Wacker Test's on, you get to come home and see the boys go around, which is fantastic. So that will be great to watch it in prime time.
Yeah, turn up the volume, mate. You'll hear some good commentary.
Always do when you're on site.
Give yourself a rap.
Oh, I'm only joking, for goodness sake. You'd probably turn on the radio, don't you?
Hey, I put Jim Maxwell on when you're
on site. Yeah, that's it.
And as much changed with Trevor Bayliss now in England, you know, Trent Johnson, the new coach, is there a different feel?
Not really. All the same guys are here.
Right.
So we sort of know what we're doing, we know what we're about, and the feelings, TJ's tried to keep the feeling the same. He was here last year with us, so he knew what was going on, and he's got his own way to go about things, but overall we've got a similar attitude and similar approach to our cricket.
Yeah, and mate, it will be a game tinged with sadness with the anniversary of the tragic passing of Phil. I guess that'll be in the back of everyone's mind.
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, last year was a tough time for the whole cricket family, not just New South Wales or South Australia. Obviously, coming to the anniversary this week, it's not going to be easy for some guys. But hopefully, we can sort of look forward and more celebrate his life and how he went about his cricket and how he was as a cheeky, lovable little country kid and remember those sorts of things rather than what actually happened to him.
Absolutely, Ben. You play well, mate, and we'll be following it.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for your time. Ben Rora there, New South Wales, taking part in round 4 of the Sheffield Shield. Get along to the SCG. It'll be a cracker against Queensland.